Okay, man, here we go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Beverly Hills, California, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, Auckland, New Zealand, to Nassau, Bahamas. We are The Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening for our listeners around the globe. Busy day today, a lot to talk about. We may be a little sluggish in this morning's show. We had a big day yesterday, so we'll get into that in a minute. Matt, why don't you start with our birthdays?
Yes, slow is the feel of the day, Mark, no doubt about that. Just happy to be here today. But before we get started, like we usually do, talking about the weather and our happy birthday celebrity birthdays, we definitely want to get started with mentioning our new radio sponsor. And our new radio sponsor is iBidForStorage.com. They've recently come on board, and we will I'm, again, a little sluggish, but they are a new sponsor, and we're happy to have them on board. And just to tell you a little bit about iBid, iBidStorage.com is the fastest-growing online self-storage auctions marketplace in North America. Hundreds of sellers and thousands of buyers participate daily in the sale of delinquent storage auctions across the United States. Register today at iBidStorage.com and be one of the first to be notified on iBid on units as they go live in your area. iBidStorage.com has been managing storage locations and involved in the auction process in the United States and Canada for 22 years, and they continue to be innovators and leaders in the self-storage industry and have created a marketplace where both sellers and buyers of storage auction units can benefit and prosper. If you need to reach iBid, you can contact them direct at 844-424-3669 or by email at customer-service@iBid4storage. And if you'd like to follow them on Facebook, it is at iBid4storage. And follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/iBid4storage. And just so you know, they are the winner of the 2015 ISS Best Customer Service Award, as well as the Best Online Self-Storage and Auction Site. So welcome on board, iBid for storage. We look forward to working with you over
that's
the
great news
months.
And we appreciate our new partnership with iBid Storage. This show, The Tastemakers, presented today by iBidStorage.com. Thanks again, iBid Storage.
All right, so another beautiful day, Mark. It seems like it keeps on getting warmer and warmer as these weeks progress and as we slowly, I guess, slowly approach summertime. I don't even know we want to
slowly. We're months. We haven't even gotten to winter.
Yeah,
or is it spring yet?
It feels you're right. Yeah, we're still
we're
in winter.
Still in
right?
winter. Yeah.
Which is crazy, but...
Yeah, we were here last week, and it was in the 80s, and again, today it's beautiful Tuesday morning, blue skies, clear, no wind, palm trees are out there glistening,
swaying.
And we've got another 83 degrees today, I guess, right?
Fantastic, and we're going to be out at the beach later on a yacht.
A meeting.
So we'll
meetings,
go into that
meetings,
later
meetings,
on.
But first, life is tough, right?
Life is tough, but after the last night, this morning is real tough. But let's do what we usually
birthdays.
Do.
How about some birthdays?
Some celebrity, and we have quite a bit of them, Mark, so buckle
well, let's
down,
get going.
Hold on. Dakota Fanning.
Well, she was. Her name was around everywhere about 5-10 years ago.
It seems
right?
like she's grown up really quick. How old do you think she is?
Let's say she's 22.
Right, 22, right on the button. You
wow.
must have been looking at this too.
I
this
was
morning.
Not. I had no
Clay
idea
Lambrint.
Whose birthday was today.
Clay Lambrint, 16 today. He is a Vine star, getting more and more of those Vine stars and YouTubers on this list every week. Emily Blunt, I've heard her name. I have no idea what
yeah,
movie
she's married to. Who's the guy that used to be on Saturday Night Live?
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
No, that's Oscar. That's Olivia Wilde.
Oh, I see.
So anyhow, Aziz Ansari. He hosted the MTV Awards about a year ago. He's an Indian comedian. He's hosting the Independent Spirit Awards this weekend, and he's 33. Andrew Wiggins, basketball player.
Wait a minute. Who's the guy that you said is hosting this Independent Spirit?
Aziz Ansari.
The guy that used to be on Oh, he was on that NBC show?
Yeah.
He's hosting the Independent Spirit Awards?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Positive. With a female, so there's two people hosting. Andrew Wiggins, number one draft pick of the NBA last year. Minnesota Timberwolves basketball player is 21 today. Skylar Grey, Mark. Remember we went to the...
The art show, right?
Right. But he took his name from this musical artist, Skylar Grey, a female.
So it happens to be that Skylar Grey's birthday's today?
Yep. She's 30. Go figure.
I never heard of Skylar Grey before, and now suddenly it's the birthday of the original Skylar Grey.
Yeah. Is that something? Damon Johnson. You know him from Shark Tank. 47 today. Niecy Nash. You know her. 46 today.
Hmm.
And how about this? Wagner. He's 60. He's
Is
a pop
RJ?
Singer. He's a pop
RJ
singer.
Wagner?
Nope. Now, that's like Sharon Madonna. But, I mean, you can't use a one name.
Unless you're well known.
Yeah, so but Wagner's 60 today.
60?
Wagner is 60.
I've never heard of Wagner.
Seth Gold. What is that pawn show that's not, Hardcore Pawn. You ever watch it?
No, because it's on like some off-the-wall channel.
It's on True Channel.
What channel?
True. Yeah. True Network. Anyhow, no, Seth Gold, the younger son, he's 35 today. How about that? Singer Howard Jones, 60. Peter Fonda, 76.
Wow.
And Princess Estrella. Do you have any idea who she is?
Princess Estrella. Well,
I don't even know what country she's from. It just lists she's 4 years old today.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe she's like one of the Swedish company, Danish or Denmark or something.
When they have this information posted, don't you think
it's not like you're saying Prince Philip and everybody knows.
Yeah.
Princess Estrella.
And she's four. Anyhow, so much for that. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, and today, February 23rd.
Wow, another couple of days, and we're into March.
Yeah.
This year's just flying by already.
Yeah, it is. And there's 29 days in February today.
Leap year. Today, or this year, is a leap
February
year.
February always seems to go by quick because it's 28 days. And, you know, an average month is either 30 or 31. So you're looking at a difference of 2 or 3 days. But February, because of the solid 4 weeks, always seems to fly by. And this month, now there's one extra day, so it's 29 days, 2 days shy of the usual. And it's still flying. What do you attribute that to, Mark?
Well, it's a mental thing. We know that February is short, 28 days, or 29 this year. We know that. So that's why it's 2 days, 3 days shorter than the usual month. And that 2 or 3 days is critical in a long regular month. So it's in our psyche. We think that the day
it is.
Month
it's
flies.
In the head. It's because it's the 4 solid weeks, 4 7-day weeks, 4 weeks, and it goes by quick. Oscars, Oscars, Oscars. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Oscar week in Tinseltown this week, and we started off with a bang yesterday. Mark, do you want to start talking about
it? We had a great day yesterday. The WOW Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite during Oscar week, held at the luxurious Lux Hotel on Rodeo Drive, the only hotel on Rodeo Drive. Our event took place in the glamorous Rodeo Penthouse, which is fantastic because you've got inside and outside. My preference is outside because you've got the most fantastic views of Rodeo Drive.
The Hollywood sign.
The Hollywood Hills. Almost could see the ocean, so it's a great view.
Could you see downtown? Do we have a spot?
Not from where we're at, no. Not from where...
From the other side, on the other side of the building.
No, not from the other side of the building either because
Where the other penthouse is.
Oh, from the other penthouse? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can or not. We're never in that penthouse, but it was a great event. And what constitutes a great event is you've got some great brands, and we had some fantastic brands in the gifting suite, 30 to be exact. And then what makes a gift lounge also great is some great talent. And this being an Oscar gifting suite during Oscar week, we had some great Oscar nominees that came by. I don't know if you caught them. I mean, it's busy when you're it's busy.
We make the rounds.
You're hosting the show.
We try to be down at the check-in desk, but we have a couple people working there. We try to be down there when we can to greet people, but there's always like a fire to be put out, or there's something going on, or somebody needs us, so we're making the rounds. So we don't get the chance to check out everybody.
We spent a lot of our time yesterday conducting interviews. We were doing interviews yesterday about a lot of press, media. Yeah. They want to talk to us. They want to talk to us.
Now,
everybody wants a piece of you.
Yeah. I know we had dinner with a friend last night. She said that we should try to manage those interviews and try to allocate some time.
It really can't be done.
I'd like to be able to do that. But it's just very difficult. You get pulled here. You get pulled there. And it seems like once we're doing one interview, then all of a sudden people start snapping photos. And it just keeps on going. And
real quick, Matt, off the Oscar talk, I want to mention that we have a call-in today.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Babak. Dadvand. I hope I'm pronouncing the name
correctly.
I was
correctly. Just going to say.
Yeah. So, anyhow, he'll be calling in about 7 minutes or so. Dr. Babak Dadvand, one of the preeminent plastic surgeons of Beverly Hills.
Oh, fantastic.
And one thing I want to confirm with him, there's three things. One thing, but my question is this. Where is the number one plastic surgery capital in the world? Is it Beverly Hills? Is it Rio de Janeiro? Or is it Miami Beach? So, hopefully, Dr. Dadvand can answer that question, because I'm very curious about that. But we'll be talking to him in about 6 minutes.
I don't want to sound too naive about plastic surgery, but I never even knew that was even a thing in Rio. Is Rio?
Oh yeah, Brazil.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, we'll confirm with the doctor in just a few short minutes.
I'm very curious now that you mentioned it. Hey, how about in addition to the lounge yesterday? How about those great tunes that were being spun by our DJ?
Yeah,
he's been
bad.
With us. I mean, he plays a great variety of music. That's John Fitzo with DJ Runaway. But
I loved it when I popped up there. He had Frank Sinatra spinning.
Yeah, he's been with us for about five or six, maybe even longer than that. I was going to say five or six events, but probably a little longer. But he's got a great variety. He was even playing some 50s tunes, Frank Sinatra, hip-hop, 80s tunes. So thank you to DJ Runaway and John Fitzhar, because great spinning those tunes. So and everybody's got to have the DJ, right? We got to have the music. I think they had music playing on the inside. We didn't need it, but it was playing on the inside as well. Well, really soft, maybe a little too soft, right?
Tunes is a must. You got to have good tunes.
Tunes
DJ's always great.
Tunes is a must.
It makes it's a great vibe to the place, right?
Yeah. So, boy, how about that, Mark? We had a 10 minute spot in front of the hotel yesterday, just dropping off our stuff for a couple minutes. 10 minutes, we dropped
you're
it off.
Parking, yeah, a parking spot.
Yeah, and we held that spot throughout.
Yeah,
the
we
day.
Parked in that spot, which is directly in front of the Lux Hotel at 360 North Rodeo Drive. We parked the Hummer right in the front there, unloaded some stuff, and when we unloaded the stuff, we thought, you know what? We're 20 feet away from the elevator. Let's just keep the car here and see what happens. This way, if we can get in, if we need to get more stuff out of the car throughout the day, it's right here. It's convenient. Let's do it. And sure enough, we kept the car all day. No ticket.
Yeah,
Knock on wood.
We got lucky.
Knock on wood.
At the quarter way of our show, Mark, I'd like to give another big shout-out to our sponsor, our new sponsor on board today, iBidForStorage.com. That's iBid, the number for storage.com. And you could contact them at 844-424-3669.
Where are they based?
You're based in Canada, in Toronto.
Hey, we've got a lot of listeners up there in Canada.
We've got a lot of listeners, and we got fans up there in Canada, up in Toronto as well. But 22 years they've been in business. They have lots of locations in the United States as well. And I think recently they partnered with, I think, three or four other companies in California and Texas.
So this is an online storage.
For auctions.
Yeah, that's great.
Which is interesting. I think that's new to us being in the auction business. But for us...
On the online auction business.
Right,
but
yeah, definitely.
We've been participating in the storage
auction. Introduced to this aspect recently. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of neat. I mean, it's very neat, actually. So, welcome on board. We look forward to our partnership
storage.
With iBid Storage.
Yeah.
iBid
so, anyway, storage. We had a great event last night. Yesterday, one of the great things I liked is about, like I mentioned earlier, the Oscar nominees that came by. In addition to the Oscar nominees that came by, and I'm going to put the names out there in a minute, Miss America came by, which was always cool because Miss America, we're pageant kings.
Yeah.
Right?
Say it again, Mark.
We are pageant kings, right?
That's right.
So, Miss America is Kira Kazantzen. Boy, this is tough to pronounce your name. I think it's spelled wrong in front of me here. Kira Kazantzen. I think that's wrong. But anyhow, Miss America. Matt and I are associated with the Miss USA franchise, and we've had business with Miss America in the past, but this was the first time that we've had a current Miss America come to our gift lounge, which is great because it gave us an opportunity to meet her and forge.
I would have liked it, though, Mark, if she would have had her sash on.
Yeah, well, I guess, I didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
Usually when we have the beauty queens come by, they automatically are wearing them.
Yeah.
So I didn't think I needed to ask her.
Yeah.
But,
because it really helps. It makes them look good, too. I heard that she was making the rounds with all the lounges this week.
Yeah. Well, she is Miss America. And although, I like the flash and gloss associated with Miss USA and Miss Universe, Miss America is a American tradition. For over 90 years, Miss America has made something to the American people and especially men. So, it's always great to have a Miss America at our event. And
yeah.
She was very friendly, accommodating, took pictures with all the brands. And
at the same time, Mark, I think, didn't we have Miss Nia Sanchez, the
Miss
former Miss USA?
We had Miss California,
Miss Nevada. But yeah, didn't we have him in the house at the same time? That, see, Nia Sanchez was not wearing a, but she's not a current.
No, she doesn't have to.
Yeah, but it would have been great to have a picture with
all
both
right,
of them.
All right, we have a call coming in right now, so let me see if I can take that. Here we go.
Fantastic.
Love the call-ins.
Hello, hello. Thanks for calling the Tastemakers. Who may I say is this?
Hi, this is Dr. Dodvent.
Hey, Dr. Dodvent.
Beverly Hills.
Thanks for calling in. And you know, the first thing I want to confirm is because I hate misspelling or mispronouncing somebody's name. How do you pronounce your first and last name?
First name is Bobak.
Okay.
And last name is Dodvent.
Dodvent. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Dodvent, thanks
but
for calling.
But I appreciate that, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing worse than having your name misspelled or mispronounced. Mark Harris is my name, you know, but I'm pretty
easy enough.
I'm pretty lucky when it comes to that. Nobody's going to mispronounce or misspell my name, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for calling in, Doctor. And you know,
thanks for having me.
Before we get started, I want to confirm something, and hopefully you could answer this question. I mentioned it with Matt a couple minutes ago, and this is something that I've heard in the past, and I'm not sure how accurate it is. You're in Beverly Hills. Your practice is based in Beverly Hills, correct?
Correct.
Now, Beverly, what I've heard was there's three big places in the world that are I guess, the number one place to go to for plastic surgery. And I've heard Beverly Hills, Miami Beach, and Reno.
Rio.
Not Reno.
Rio.
I mean Rio. Rio de Janeiro.
Rio.
Yeah. Am I correct with these three cities?
Locations?
I think, yeah. I think those are certainly three hubs. I think you can throw in Manhattan as well.
Oh, right.
But Manhattan, it's a little bit different clientele than Beverly Hills, Miami, and Rio. They have more – those three have more in common as far as, like, people in Manhattan are a little bit more close to the cuff, and they don't, you know, flaunt their plastic surgery like – they do in L.A. and
right.
Miami and Rio.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Rio, but I got to say, Mark, when you mentioned that a little earlier today, that was news to me. I didn't have any idea that Rio was
Most of the beautiful women in the world come from Rio, right?
Yeah.
Brazil.
Brazil is definitely a hotbed of plastic surgery.
No kidding. I'll be damned.
Interestingly enough, guys, I'm Iranian just by birth, and my home country of Iran is a huge hotbed of plastic surgery now, especially they do more rhinoplasties than any country in the world.
Wow.
Go figure that. That's just
Persian noses, Middle Eastern noses. I mean, there's no short of clients in the Middle East for that surgery.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's you mentioned rhinoplasty. That is the work around the nose. Is that only concerning the nose, that type of procedure?
Correct. Rhinoplasty basically means plastic surgery to the nose.
Okay, that's when you get the little hammer and you break the nose bone or something
hammer.
And the chisel and thing.
Exactly.
Doctor, what is your specialty? Or are you across the board?
So I'm across the board, but I really specialize in two things. One is gynecomastia, which is male breast reduction. Man boobs.
Let me stop you right there, doctor. We're in our 50s. It's funny I'm asking this question because, first of all, how do you pronounce it again?
The medical word is gynecomastia.
Okay. Now, funny you mention that because, I'm in my 50s now, and that area is starting to get – I go to the gym, and I work out all the time. But that area, now since I'm in my 50s, is starting to get more, noticeable to me. So I asked my wife the other day, I think I'm going to ask one of the trainers at my gym, what can I do to eliminate man boobage?
Gosh.
So
right.
I know you're a plastic surgeon, is there a workout technique you can do to I'm asking the doctor, Matt. You're not the expert. The doctor is over here.
Right,
but is there physical stuff you can do to eliminate that or help with that?
Well, I'll say this: for one, there is a certain times in a man's life that we're susceptible to getting it. One is during puberty, obviously, because our hormones are going out of whack, and so a lot of boys going through puberty, up to 60% get some form of gynecomastia. Now, and most of them, it goes away in a couple of years. But there's another time when we go into our 50s and 60s, and some men are their testosterone levels just naturally starts to go down, or their body fat content starts to go up, and both of these can stimulate the breast tissue and give kind of like that appearance of male breast. So one of the things I would say is if you're having any other symptoms, in your 50s, such as like low sex drive, low energy, irritability, I would get your testosterone level checked first of all. But if that's not the issue, then, you know, if it's true gynecomastia, if it's too much actual firm, hard breast tissue, there's no exercise that'll get rid of that. If it's kind of like that soft, kind of fatty tissue, then, yeah, doing a good regimen of cardio and just kind of keeping your total body fat percentage lower and doing weights with your chest, you know, to tone up the actual pec muscle. But yeah, it is not an uncommon thing for guys in their 50s to start feeling like they're a little top-heavy.
Seems like there might be like an emotional toll that this condition can take on in certain men. Does this affect men emotionally?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see guys all the time in my office for consultations. And these guys, you know, the one thing with guys is, you know, we don't like to share emotions generally. We don't talk about this, especially with other guys. But in my office, you know, they tell me, they say, you know, I can't be active with my kids. I can't go to the beach. I can't go to a pool without feeling self-conscious. But even not taking your shirt off, a lot of these guys come in, they're all wearing similar types of shirts. They're always tend to be dark shirts or striped or patterns, pocket on the left side. They end up wearing multiple layers, even in the summertime, because they want to hide their chest. They don't want to sit up straight, so they slouch forward. And it really does affect them. And I tell these guys, I'm like, look, I've done my job if you can leave your house without having to think about your chest.
I love that.
And I tell them, and then when they come back for their follow-up after surgery, I ask them, I'm like, when you leave your house, do you think about your chest anymore? And they say no. And that means, you know, mission accomplished. I mean, for me, that's the key thing. Can they leave their house without thinking about their chest?
Because right.
Most guys who don't have this, we don't think about our chest. We just put on a shirt that we want to wear that day, and we go about our day.
Absolutely. Yeah, no need to think about that.
What surgical procedures treat gynecomastia?
Yeah. So gynecomastia, the true gynecomastia means you have too much breast tissue. So we all have breast tissue. We all have fatty tissue. Every guy has that. And so if you have too much of it, then it gets that look. So the treatment of the actual breast tissue is to cut it out. You have to actually make an incision and remove that. You can't suck it out. It's not like fatty tissue. It's firm. It's rubbery, and it doesn't work with liposuction. So say a guy comes to me and he's got just breast tissue and he doesn't have really excess fatty tissue. Well, I'm not going to do liposuction on him. I'll make a small incision on the underside of his areola from like 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and I go in and I carefully remove the excess breast tissue. I always leave some in there because you need some kind of support so the nipple doesn't sink in, or call what we call cratering. And then I sit them up and make sure the contour is good, and then I close. Now, if they have excess fatty tissue as well, I'll do liposuction to feather everything out and make sure everything is nice and transitioned. But it's usually that combination of procedures. And obviously, there are certain guys who just have full-on breasts, right? And their nipples are actually droopy, and they have too much extra skin. That's a totally different type of surgery where you actually have to raise the nipple to a normal position and remove the excess skin. But that's not the most common type of gynecomastia surgery.
Gotcha. It's like the Seinfeld episode. I don't know if you saw that Seinfeld episode with George Costanza's father.
I've seen it. Was that the one with where they're trying to come up with the bra?
Right. That's bra. Yeah. And that's what it was all about. You got man boobs. I mean, how fitting for what you do to a Seinfeld episode.
Right. I mean, I always said Seinfeld is an amazing show because you can reference it in any part of your life.
Anything.
Can reference Seinfeld, an episode of Seinfeld.
You know, and I
why
do.
Why that show was genius.
I do every day, and here's a perfect example of it right here.
Exactly.
Doctor, let me ask, what is your most popular surgery that you do, and do you actually have a favorite surgery that you conduct?
Again, I would probably say my most popular surgery over the last probably 4 or 5 years has been gynecomastia surgery, male breast reduction.
But I never even really heard about that before. So this is really
well. This is great because all our listeners, sure, if we haven't heard of it, a lot of our listeners haven't heard of it.
So that's, I mean, I'm really blown away by that. But that's good to hear.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, if you a lot of the patients who come and see me, they actually say, you know, I didn't even know the word for it until a couple years ago, and that's what I realized I had. And all these years I've been spending in the gym, and it wasn't getting better. Now I know why it's not getting better, and that's why I decided to come see you. And so I would probably say, like, you know, most plastic surgeons maybe do two or three of these a year. Last year I did over 150. So,
wow.
You know, it's definitely something that has become kind of like the specialty of my practice, or one of the things that I really focus on. I think one of the things that, and so it gives me a lot of satisfaction, I think, to answer your second question, what do I get really excited about? One of the things that gives me a different type of satisfaction is when I do transgender surgery, especially because I do the top part. I don't do below the belt, but the top part. And,
sure.
And whether it's female to male or male to female, but seeing, you know, on the day of the reveal, especially the female to male, when you take all the bandages off and stuff, and then they really see it, and it's, you know, the reason why that's a little bit of a different kind of feeling for me is because some of these patients have gone through so much turmoil to get to this point in their life where they're ready for this transition, this physical transition, whether it's, you know, just feeling like they're not in the right skin, to being shunned by their family or friends, you know, and then they come to this point where they've gone through all the kind of therapy, and they've kind of come to realize, you know, who they are, and then to be able to give them that kind of physical transition or transformation, and they see it. I mean, it usually is accompanied by tears, you know, on the day of, like, happy tears on the day of removing the dressings, so they can see what their new chest is like.
That seems like quite the transition and quite the job. Now, you do above the belt, below the belt. Now, that sounds like that is very, very complex. And, I mean, you're dealing with somebody's plumbing down there.
Well, that's why he's not dealing
with
it.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, that itself
so
just seems crazy.
Typically, the people who do that are urologists would do below the belt. Because, exactly, it's not just a matter of making it look like what you want it to look like, but it has to work, too.
Yeah, right.
The plumbing has to be rerouted and being careful to preserve the sensation and the nerves and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, definitely that's more in the realm of urology.
Mm-hmm. Will other people notice that they had the surgery on their chest?
Great question. So it depends on how big the breasts were beforehand. So I'm talking specifically about female to male. So if it's a female to male, and say they had like C cup or D cup breasts, large breasts, a lot of extra skin, and their nipples are low, well, yeah, they're going to notice just because of the incisions to cut out the excess skin. However, in the trans community, this is almost like it's not something that they shy away from. It's almost like a badge, you know. It's like they take pride in it because it means that they've reached this transition. And so they wear these incisions, and the incisions heal well over time, over a year and a half. But yeah, it's something that they almost they take ownership of the incision.
So to be fully recovered, you're saying it takes about a year and a half?
No, for the final scars to look at their best is a year and a half. I mean, they feel fine by you know, 4 or 5 days out from surgery.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not believe it or not, for as much surgery as it is, it's not particularly painful because it's all above the muscle. So whenever you're not fussing with the muscles in plastic surgery, the amount of pain is not that bad.
What's the most detailed, intense, complicated surgery that you do?
I would say probably the most complicated or in detailed, well, one of them is going to be breast reconstruction after breast cancer.
Oh, sure.
Doing, you know, there are different ways to do it, but when you're taking their own tissues and moving it up to recreate a breast, that can be a bit technically challenging.
I think that falls into that category.
I think facelifts are technically challenging for a different reason, because everything has to be very precise. Rhinoplasties are very technically challenging because every millimeter makes a difference. Every millimeter counts on a rhinoplasty. You know, you can't be off by a half an inch.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
There's very little margin for error.
Mm-hmm.
So every surgery really has its own demanding aspects. You know, there's no, I always tell patients, I'm like, there's no such thing as minor surgery, you know.
That's true.
When you start thinking of it that way, that's when your standards start to decrease. So I really look at every surgery, even ones that I do very commonly, you're only as good as your last case, and every case has a potential for not having a great outcome, and you want to recognize those and minimize that.
Yeah. Here's an interesting question. I got to hear your thoughts on this. The popular show that was on several years ago on FX, Nip Tuck, what were your thoughts on that? Was that your favorite show? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Or was it close to the cuff?
Yeah, I think, you know, Niptuck was great for, you know, for what it was trying to do. It was kind of came in the middle to tail end of, like, we had a huge wave of plastic surgery shows starting in, like, 2003, mm-hmm. 2002. It was things like, you know, Dr. 90210, The
right.
Swan, you know,
oh,
all
right.
these kind of
yeah.
reality shows.
Forgot
that,
about those.
Yeah, and then, but Niptuck was different because it was not a reality show, right? It was a drama.
Right.
And there were things that I enjoyed, you know, because, you know, it kind of makes you feel like, yeah, this is kind of what I do. But there were some inaccuracies as well, you know, that would be a little bit frustrating when you're watching, you know, to say, wait, that's actually not how it's done or how we do it. And who's the medical, you know, who's the medical consultant for this episode? And but it kind of rode that wave of, like, plastic surgery popularity that was definitely high in the mid-2000s. And I think I'm starting to see that resurgence now. The economy's improved over the last couple of years. And I think you can see, you still see different reality shows, things like Botched.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and
that's
and
a really interesting show. I mean, I'm really intrigued when you watch it, because some of these cases that come in, I'm really blown away by them. But it is an
yeah.
entertaining show.
Yeah, and I think it just, you know, it plays on the public's fascination with plastic surgery and you know, people wanting to make improvements on, you know, on the cells through surgical or not even non-surgical means. I mean, I think for whatever reason, that grabs the public's interest, which is great, you know.
Well, Doctor, this is all fascinating. I swear, I'm fascinated by this whole plastic surgery thing. If we were a 2-hour show, boy, I'd give you a lot more time. Unfortunately, we're only a 50-minute show. So,
okay.
Doctor, what is your website? How can our listeners get a hold of you?
Right.
Yeah, so the best way to look me up, it's at www.drdr, and then my last name, Dadvand, D-A-D-V-A-N-D, plasticsurgery.com. So it's Dr. Dadvand, plasticsurgery.com.
Okay.
You can see everything that I do there. I have another site, which is losangelesgynecomastia.org. And the great thing about it is, too, I do a lot of consults with people who are out of town, even internationally, through Skype. So,
oh, great.
You know, you don't actually have to be in L.A. or Beverly Hills to do a preliminary consult with me. The farthest I've done one was in Afghanistan.
Wow.
And I actually came to have surgery in December. So it's a new age of technology. So
what?
These are the
Definitely
best ways.
Is. What about a phone number? You got an office phone number we can put out
yeah,
there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's 310-278-4200.
Fantastic. Well, Doctor, thanks again for calling in, and I think one of these days, Matt and I are going to have you on the Tastemakers in person so we can
yeah,
go into some of the stuff in more detail.
In more detail, because it's very, very interesting, and I love hearing all about it.
Absolutely.
So, any excuse to come out to Vegas, well, I'll jump on that.
Well, thanks again, Doctor. We appreciate the time.
Yep, thank you for calling in.
Guys.
Have a great day, and enjoy your – well, I won't see NJ, but good luck with your surgeries today.
Yep.
Thank you.
Take care.
You guys have a great day.
You too, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there he is. Doctor, you did a pretty good job of pronouncing his name earlier, Mark, so I'll let you go for it again. But thank you so much, Doctor, for coming on board and sharing some time with us today to discuss your company. I guess it is a company, right? Plastic surgery, your services,
It's a business.
Yeah,
it's a big business.
Yeah. It's a company.
It is a company.
You know,
right?
But that stuff is very complicated. That's why we've had plastic surgeons on before, and you know, kudos to these guys for doing what they do. It's not easy. And
I like what he said, though, about how there's not one easy surgery. They're all difficult, and everything
yeah.
is too
You're going
a
to
millimeter.
Have surgery on your finger. It's not
yeah.
going to be, you know,
yeah.
difficult.
It's just, yeah. So, man, kudos to anybody who wants to get into that that field of work.
And thank you, Doctor, for calling in. Appreciate that. We look forward to having you on the show again. We'll let
and
you
I would
know.
Assume it's not all glitz and glam, but
yeah.
They kind of made it look that way in Niptuck, and every surgery was like a minor thing, it seemed.
But we
like.
Had our Oscar event again yesterday, and boy, again, I got to say, this thing was fantastic. You know what, one of the great things I always like doing is meeting these Oscar nominees. We had the guy who was nominated for an Oscar for screenwriting of everything, or no,
Straight
it was
called
Straight Outta Compton, okay? And I got to say, this guy came in there, and he was nominated for Straight Outta Compton.
For the screenwriting,
yeah,
Oscar nominee.
Jonathan Herman, okay?
Yeah,
it didn't seem very friendly.
Seemed extremely unfriendly. I'll go that much further and say,
if you're coming to a gifting suite to get a bag full of swag, I'm going to be pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
You know? And if it wasn't for the fact that he got nominated for this movie, he wouldn't be there.
Yeah, he walked up almost like he had an attitude, Mark. Like he was like some, you know, A-list star like George Clooney. I'm not taking anything away from George Clooney. I'm just saying he seemed like he had an arrogance about him.
Yeah. I was impressed with yesterday was Arthur Marx. Arthur Marx is the Oscar nominee for
third time nominee
production design for The Martian. He came in from England for this thing, the UK. So, and he's been nominated numerous times. He's never won an Oscar. He's won BAFTAs. He won a lot of awards in the past, but never an Oscar. He was friendly, accommodating, easy to get along with.
Very friendly.
Wanted to take pictures with us. He was, you know, he grab your hand. He shakes your hand, pats you on the
Arthur
back.
Arthur Marx, right?
Arthur Marx.
Sounds like
no relation to the late great Groucho Marx. Right?
I guess you could say that.
Yeah,
but,
no relation.
But yeah, you're right.
So a lot of people were saying, are you related to Groucho Marx?
Really?
Yeah. Marx is not a common name.
Yeah. I think they're Richard Marx, the singer, when I hear that.
Yeah.
It's funny before I think of the Marx brothers, because I guess they're so far.
So, yeah, I always enjoy seeing people like this. We had Peter McKenzie, one of the top-rated shows in the country, Black-ish. I don't think you watch it, but
I used to watch it all the time.
You watched it all the time?
I used to watch it all the time. It started getting just very repetitious to me.
But it was a great show. He came by. This is the first time he's been to a gifting suite.
Really? Again, I didn't know that
very
was
very accommodating, very easygoing, friendly guy.
Didn't know that was his first time there.
Everybody has a first one.
Yeah, did he come alone?
Or
he
was going to
bring his wife?
Brought his son.
Oh, that's right. That was his son.
The son was with him.
Tall gentleman.
Yeah. Great.
Tall gentleman.
Great time.
Looked like he had a fun time. You know how you could gauge if somebody's having a good time is by how long they stay.
Yeah, he was there for hours.
If they're in and out in – there was a certain soap star that came to one of our events about a year ago. She was in and out in about 10 minutes. That pretty much told me she was either super, super busy or she just did not dig it.
One of the brands that we had in our gift bag yesterday – I've got to do a special shout-out about it because they were involved with one of our events in the past, our Beat Bobby Flay show on Food Network gift bag, and we had sample of this thing. It was a sample of a they make peppermint patties. Now, everybody, when you hear peppermint patties, the first thing you think of is York peppermint patties. That's fine. This company came on board, Bayside Chocolates, made in the state of Maine. Maine, no less. And BaysideChocolates.com. The owner is Cheryl Till. She put together some creation of these peppermint patties, which are the best peppermint patty you ever had. I put it in the fridge. I chilled it for a few hours and then had it chilled. Best tasting patty you've ever had. And
You gave a box to the front desk of the hotel.
No, I didn't give a box. We only had one box.
Oh, okay.
I gave a couple to the people at the hotel and told them they got a sample of this thing because, again, best thing I've ever had. Bayside Chocolate is handmade gourmet chocolates. That sounds great alone, and the fact that it's made in the great state of Maine. Cheryl Till is owner. Bayside Chocolates, I guess it's BaysideChocolates.com. You can reach them at BaysideChocolates@gmail.com or 207-733-8880. Best peppermint patty in the world.
In the world, he says. Best peppermint patty in the world. There you go. We got a meeting this afternoon out in Marina Del Rey on a yacht. I think it's a film shoot. In fact, I know it's a film shoot. Looking forward to that.
Great sunny in 73 in the marina.
I guess the beach is the beach. This is the marina, so it's not the beach.
It's not the beach.
It's on a private yacht. Looking forward to that. Couldn't ask for better weather, so that should be fun. Anything else happening this week?
This week? Well, it's Oscar week. I'm sure we're going to have some Oscar parties to go to. And then I think on Thursday we're going down to Hollywood Boulevard to see the – they've started setting up the
– a week early.
Well, yeah, they always do that. They closed down Hollywood Boulevard yesterday, and they've started the setup for it. So we usually wait about 3 days for it to get almost done. They bring out those gigantic gold Oscar statues. And so I think Thursday we plan to go on in and get some photos taken with us next to the Oscar and I guess a photo shoot, right?
That's right. They did start setting up yesterday, so we probably don't want to get down there till Thursday. Tomorrow's Wednesday, Thursday or
right.
Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
Friday I think it's going to be too congested, but Thursday I think is a good day to do it.
Yeah.
Beautiful other weather. Than that, we've got some Oscar parties to go to this week. Then we've got the Hollywood Boulevard to go to on Thursday. So I don't know, anything else going on this week that I don't know of?
No, but you know, we were invited to a party last night that I really wanted to go to. However, after the long day we had, there's no way. This party started at 9. From what I understand, red carpet was at 9, and the event really didn't start till 10. We got done at 6. I just couldn't even imagine hanging out till that time to attend. But I heard it was a fantastic party at the Argyle. That's where they had some. That's the club that they had that Paul McCartney.
Was that the one, the Argyle, where he was rejected?
Where he was rejected.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love what he said after he got rejected. He says, "How VIP do you have to be?"
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this last week, but not knowing that it was the Argyle Club that we went to.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was the Argyle.
Yeah.
Wow. We should have pushed to get there. But we didn't get a chance. Again, like you said, we were there at our Oscar suite all day.
We were there from 7 a.m.
We were tired. Yeah. At the end of the day, we were hungry because we don't get a chance to eat during the event. So we stopped by. This is one of the best restaurants in Hollywood, an 85-year-old tradition in Hollywood.
You know, Mark, Carrie told me that they were celebrating the 85 years. This year, they're supposed to have rice and beans for 85 cents.
Oh,
so, I mean, I don't know how that didn't...
That's kind of tough, though, because then you got to get stuff a la carte.
A la carte, yeah. So maybe that's the only way it works. Yeah. But if I would have known that, because I think the tacos a la carte are like $3.50.
Wow. But did we say the name of the place?
Oh, I don't know. You started talking about it.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. El Coyote. 85 years in Hollywood, 1931.
And great. We had what they call the number one, which is a cheese enchilada, a taco, rice and beans.
And when he says taco, he means a beef taco.
Yeah, we had a beef taco.
Yeah.
And this is great.
The plates come super hot.
That cheese was cheesy, gooey.
Yeah,
you know?
I like it cheesy and gooey. What do you think about the guacamole?
It wasn't bad. Not worth $9, though.
For $10, I want them making it at the table. For $10.
Hey, for $5, Matt, I get him to make it for me over there in this little restaurant, Mexican restaurant we go to in Monrovia.
Paco's.
Not Paco's. It's in Monrovia.
They make it at the table for $5?
Yeah, they bring it. They bring the cart out there.
Yeah.
You pick whatever you want, and they make it right in front of you. That place, and I got to see if I got the name of it.
Well, $10 is usually the price for that. There's an expensive restaurant.
Nicer restaurants.
Yeah, well, expensive restaurant downtown, it's $15, but on an overall average, $10, they'll bring it to the table and make it. Mm-hmm. But last night, there was $10, and they gave us a little
$9.
Bowl. Oh, $9. Yeah. Okay. And they give us a little bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, for $9, I want it made. Yeah. I want Anthem.
$5 in Monrovia.
$5 in Monrovia.
They bring the cart, and it's got everything. You pick what you want, and he does it right out there for you. He puts it down. I mean, it's the best guacamole.
What's the name of the restaurant again?
Shoot.
Oh, I thought you just said it.
You know, the crazy thing about that is we've been going there for years, and I can't remember it. You know my memory.
Yeah. Sure it's not Paco's. I know you were just
No,
last week.
That's in Arcadia. That's a Mexican restaurant in Arcadia.
Yeah. Well, how's the food? I mean, if the guacamole made
food's
it good.
Food's not bad. They always have 2-for-1 coupons, so that's why I think one of the reasons we like it so
Didn't get a chance to see if we were on the wall of the celebrity walls over there.
We walked out fast. I thought you wanted to look yesterday.
Yeah, I was tired.
You were walking right through.
Yeah, I was really, really tired and just wanted to get the heck out. We'll catch them again next
time. But it was great.
Next week, Mark, actually, we just got an email from, I think, a public relations person we met yesterday. He wants to take us out to lunch. She wants to take us out next week. She says name the restaurant. So
great.
Actually, if we get an opportunity to name a restaurant, we might want to up it a little bit and not go to El Coyote.
We don't like to overpush it.
So maybe we'll go there. I don't know. But anyhow, we have to pick the date. I like that when somebody wants to take us out to lunch.
Next Tuesday after the show.
That's a good idea. Yeah, bundle. We do like bundling.
Yeah, do multiple things at the same time.
We do like bundling.
Yeah.
So you've been watching The Bachelor? How many girls are they down to now?
It was the final four last night.
Oh,
and they got rid of one, and we're down to three.
Seems like the show just started.
It goes fast.
Yeah. You know?
But yeah, they're down to the three. It was the hometowns yesterday where he went to the hometowns.
Oh, there's
of the
twins
four girls.
Gone? Both the twins
oh,
gone?
Oh, yeah, all gone.
Now, what about early on? I think I saw bits and pieces of the first three episodes. There was like some really good looking blonde. I think she was a newscaster in Iowa or something.
She was the nightmare one.
Oh.
She was the nightmare one. They got rid of her 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, she lasted pretty long then.
She's the nightmare. You know, ABC likes to have nightmares on there. You can't have just straightforward vanilla.
Yeah,
you've got to have the ones that cause a problem, and they bring you know.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
I
just got a text from my son.
Oh yeah,
Las Gueros is the name of the restaurant.
Gueros. By the
Las
way,
Gueros.
Speaking of your
thanks,
son,
buddy
Blake. Thanks a lot to you and Tommy for helping out yesterday.
Yeah,
he came by and
Blake
hung
Harris
out at the lounge
and
helping out there. So really, really appreciate it. Hope you guys had a good time. Hope you got home in time. Okay.
Yeah, and Blake, by the way, I was talking to Tommy yesterday. You guys seemed like you were all interested about getting into acting and so forth. Let me know if you and Tommy are interested. And like Uncle was just saying, we're having lunch next week with one of the managers that managed Chad Roberts, who was in the lounge yesterday. I think he's 17 or 18.
No, I think he just turned 18.
18, right?
Or he might be 17. I don't know.
If it's something you guys are interested in, I can talk to her about being your manager, your agent, if you'd like to get into that field. But let me know when you get a chance. But anyhow, thanks for that. thought, it's Las Guerras.
Las Guerras.
In Monrovia, which got the best guacamole. They take them to your table. They make it for you right there, and it's fantastic. Las Guerras, there's a free pitch. Free pitch for Las Guerras.
Free pitch. Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, did you hear the Lamborghinis running down Rodeo last night?
Well, we were doing our interview.
Yeah. I mean, man, they were the new ones. I guess they must have the stronger, higher-powered engine. I don't know. But when the new ones roll, not only are they lower to the ground, they sound like a Formula One car. Very disturbing when you're conducting an interview. Did they not know that we were conducting an interview out there?
No, it was Rodeo Drive. It was busy. It was like a summer day.
Yeah.
And Rodeo Drive, you know, every day we kept going outside to check things out. I mean, what a beautiful place.
What a beautiful place is right. No doubt about it. Upcoming event for us and judging Miss Santa Monica USA.
March 8th, I think, right? I thought it was the 7th, but I guess it's the 8th.
Less than 2 weeks away, so Mark and I will not only be providing the gifting for all the 65 girls. And by the way, this is going to be a hell of a bag. We got like 25 different items
great
in
bag.
The bag. Yeah, as far as a beauty bag is concerned, I think it's one of the best that we've done. So in addition to that, Mark and I are also going to be judging this pageant, which is great. Hopefully it's a wonderful day. It's right on the beach at the...
We're spending the night there.
We're spending the night. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Miss Santa Monica, USA.
At the Low Santa Monica Beach Hotel.
And that is a beauty of a hotel. So looking forward to that. Next Wednesday or next Thursday, we're attending a black tie event, I believe.
Right. It's a charity event which eventually benefits the Los Angeles... Children's Hospital. What you call it? It's a CHOC or... The Los Angeles Children's Hospital.
We had
Sunset Boulevard.
The representative on the show last week, I think.
Yeah. We'll get more details on next week's show because it's just a couple days.
That's a black tie event. Strictly enforced, I believe.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Strictly enforced.
Right. I've never seen that before. Black tie event. Strictly enforced.
Yeah. So we got that coming up. We got Oscars this week. Lots of parties. Hopefully we can get on the guest list for Working Miss Santa Monica. Our show, Storage Wars, is on, well, we're hoping it's on hiatus.
I'm not quite sure.
150 episodes, Mark, over 7 seasons.
150?
Yeah, over 7 seasons. So that turns out to be, what, about 22 episodes a season. And we are on 8 of those over the course of 2 seasons.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. But like you said, we are on hiatus, which is a drag. I like occasionally putting on the TV and just seeing us there, you know?
I absolutely love that. It's funny not to see us on there for a while. They're filling the time slots with Duck Dynasty. There's a spinoff for the Duck Dynasty and a lot of parking
that
wars.
Bounty Hunter thing, too, is on, isn't it?
And a lot of parking wars. Have you ever seen Parking Wars?
No. It just doesn't get appeal to me. But in the meantime, if you can't see us on Storage Wars, which is a darn shame, go to www.firstrun.tv. Now, we have a show called The Fabulous World of WoW. And we've got 4 episodes, I believe, on this network. You go to firstrun.tv, channel 2, bam. There you go. You can watch us 24/7, 365, your desktop, laptop, iPad, iPhone.
Tablet.
What are the other ones? Samsung. On the plane. I guess
Android.
You can watch us on the
Samsung?
Plane. If you got the Wi-Fi on the plane, which is great. If you got free, some of these airlines have free Wi-Fi now, you know. And... you watch us on your phone while you're traveling coast to coast.
Speaking of Wi-Fi, Mark, you know, we've done our event at the Lux for so many years. Do you ever recall what the Wi-Fi password is?
Never.
People ask us all the time. I always say I'm going to get to never do.
Yeah.
I got it yesterday. It's an easy one. It's
Lux Hotel?
Lux Guest.
Oh, Lux Guest.
Yeah, so that's an easy one
to
remember.
You say you got it. Did you get it to the person who asked for it?
I did.
Oh, okay.
And that was the first time because, Mark, years of doing this, years of people asking us, I never had
who
the
Who was it that asked yesterday?
It was Kathleen Ettinger, Seascapes.
Oh.
Yeah. So a big shout out, Mark, once again, Mark, to our new sponsor, iBidForStorage.com. And when I do
you
pronounce
say it's
that,
iBid for Storage.
That's what I'm getting ready to say. It's iBid the number for Storage.com. So get to their website and check them out for all your auction bids, auction needs, and storage needs. 22 years in business. That's a long time in this day and age, isn't it?
Sure is.
I mean, you see a lot
22 years in the auction storage business?
Yeah, auction.
Wow.
Storage and auction. Auction is relatively, from what I understand, somewhat relatively new, the online auction.
Hey, do you have any Facebook information or
if you want to follow them on Facebook and Twitter is at iBid the number 4 storage. Facebook is facebook.com/iBid storage.com, iBidForStorage.com. So follow them, and their website is iBid. I got to get used to saying the number 4. iBid, number 4, storage.com. Get to their website, check them out, and conduct some business there. And if it's not you, check out, turn them on to your neighbors, your friends, and get some business done.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I guess we are winding down, Mark, getting ready to head out for our
Marina Del Rey
film shoot. Don't you love the film shoots?
I do like the film shoots, especially if they're in Marina Del Rey.
Yeah.
I guess you can't get any better
and
than that.
Are we on a yacht?
Well, it depends, I guess. How big is a boat before it becomes a yacht?
Yeah. What's the difference between a boat? I know a ship would be a big one. A boat, I'm thinking, is like a dinghy. But when you hear yacht, you think
and does,
like a
who
glamorous,
we're meeting with? Does she live on this boat or yacht?
I think she does. I think, or is it a houseboat? And then it's not a yacht.
Yeah, now that's interesting. I guess we're going to find out in about an hour or so when we get out there. Hopefully the traffic is accommodating because here we are at the lunch hour, and when you're traveling from the valley to the marina,
nightmare.
Yikes. Is all
we had
you
a meeting
say.
Last week in Hollywood. It took us 2 hours to get
How
there.
How about
from,
that?
Yeah, from our office in Glendale.
How about that?
But like you say, Mark, it's the price you pay to live in Shangri-La, Los Angeles.
Again, we're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com, Channel 2. Also, we're always looking for more friends on Facebook, facebook.com/wildcreations. Twitter, we're always looking for more Twitter friends or Twitter followers. Twitter.com, boy, we are busy today.
Busy today, it's ringing up.
Twitter.com/wildhollywood, LinkedIn, MySpace, Flickr, Instagram, firstrun.tv.
And soon to be Snapchat.
Oh, soon to be Snapchat, right.
Yeah, soon to be
Snapchat. And soon to be PayPal. I guess we got PayPal. We're doing business with PayPal now, right?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, there's lots of stuff going on.
Snapchat, here we come.
So in the meantime, you could also follow the Harris Brothers at wildcreationsmedia.com. Or if you want to get your product, service, brand involved in a Wild Creations event, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. wildcreationsmedia.com. So get a hold of us. In the meantime, like Pitbull always says, every day above ground is a great day. Go out there, enjoy the beautiful day, enjoy the beautiful weather, have something good to drink, have something good to eat, have a Bayside chocolate peppermint patty. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.